Hi, and welcome to Carrie Does Poems, a podcast of quick weekly poems written by me, New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones. Thank you for joining me. Mean People Suck by Carrie Jones. She's driving in her car with the sticker Mean People Suck stuck on the bumper. She hasn't yet peeled the sticker off, though she promised herself when her dad bought her the car she would before the week was through. Mean people suck. But as she drives the car at night down the curves of the Mud Creek Road, she isn't thinking of the elegant statement stuck to her little gray automobile. She is thinking of the boy poet in her German class, the handsome one with hair, and how only a half hour earlier he gave her the best compliment she'd ever heard.
If you'd lived in Nazi Germany, you would have been in the resistance, I am sure.
She sighs at such a compliment, better by far than a litany of her attributes, of the color of her eyes, the beauty of her words, not better than the poet boy's hand on her thigh, or perhaps his lips on her instep. You can only ask for so much. This is what she thinks as something darts in front of her car. Headlights turn the fur orange. A cat? She thinks as she swerves. A fox? The thud is as bad as she imagines, and for 5 seconds she keeps driving. 5 seconds before she pulls to the side of the Mud Creek Road. 5 seconds before she tries to find the hazards. She can't find them. And while she looks, her body shakes and she tells herself, drive back, turn around. She does, watching the body grow large and clear in the headlight beams. Not a fox, not a cat. No crying little girls tomorrow searching for Muffin or Smokey. No pictures of cuddly kittens posted on the supermarket wall or telephone poles. A raccoon. Why did she think the fur was orange? Is she colorblind? Do you need glasses if you're colorblind, she wonders. Parking parallel to the body, in the middle of the Mud Creek Road, she looks. God, he is beautiful, this raccoon. Perfect mask and paws and fur. Move him, she orders herself. Move him. She opens the door, but the animal stirs. A slow, graceful lift of his head. His eyes meet hers, and she knows. She knows she can't move him, knows she can't take off her jacket, wrap it around his soft, bruised body, can't bring him to rest in dignity by the woods, and she knows she can't get in the car and run him over again and again, forcing tires over his furry bulk until the pain is over. In her own hips, a pain like sciatica spreads, needles sticking and spinning down her flanks. She shuts the door, puts the car in reverse. The raccoon stares. The raccoon watches the lights retreat, and despite the increasing distance, despite the roar of other cars coming closer, the rush of blood, despite everything, this raccoon hears the girl yelling to herself, coward, coward, and he agrees. Hey, thank you for listening to Carrie Does Poems. These podcasts and more writing tips, life tips, and all sorts of random things are at my website, carriejonesbooks.blog. There's also a donation button there. Even a dollar inspires happy dances in everyone in this household, so thank you for your support. The music you hear is made available through the Creative Commons, and it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Eric Van Der Westen, and the track is called A Feather, and off the album, The Crown Lobster Trilogy.